Well, today's beautiful gospel reading, anticipating, of course, the coming of Pentecost as we kind of approach the end of our Easter season here, talks to us about the Holy Spirit, the Advocate. And it's very interesting how John phrases this, or Jesus phrases this in the Gospel of John, that the Spirit will testify to him. And of course, when is the Spirit going to testify to him? After, of course, Jesus has ascended, been exalted in heaven, after his resurrection, his exaltation into heaven. So, of course, the Spirit will testify. And how will the Spirit testify? The Spirit's, and we're going to get this, of course, coming up in John's Gospel and in several different passages. In this wonderful, this is a whole discourse on the Spirit, on the Advocate. The first way the Spirit testifies is an action. So, of course, we'll see, and we have been seeing in the Acts of the Apostles, right, these remarkable miracles that Jesus is doing, that the Spirit is doing in the name of Jesus. So when the apostles then use the name of Jesus, and the power of the Spirit works through the name of Jesus to raise someone from the dead, to heal someone, to exorcise someone, automatically there is testimony to Jesus. Obviously, if Jesus were not risen, if what Jesus had said was not the truth of God, the truth of the Father, the Spirit, the power of God, right? The dunamis toutheou, that's how the church describes the Holy Spirit in its earliest days. The power of God would not be working through the name of Jesus. But it does work through the name of Jesus. The Spirit is working through the name of Jesus, and so testifies to the resurrection of Jesus and testifies to the truth of Jesus' preaching in his ministry. But the Spirit continues to testify. For the Spirit also inspires us within our hearts, right? And of course, I've talked about, you know, the individual inspiration and guidance and protection of the Spirit on many, many occasions, but you know how this works. I mean, inspiration, I mean, I can't, you know, I love to write, as many of you know. I love to speak, as many of you know, to your chagrin probably today. But of course, the idea, though, is, you know, there are times when you are just speaking or writing and you come up with these insights, right? And you just know, this was not from me. Moreover, my subconscious is really not that smart. For all intents and purposes, something just happened. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I mean, just literally, it happens all the time to me. Something comes up, and I'd love to claim that on the basis of my own brilliance, but it's not me. I mean, it's just like an insight out of the blue from a direction I never expected. It's just so wonderful, you know. I mean, that's part of the beauty of the writing and ministry and the preaching ministry. You just get these things all the time. And the Spirit, again, is testifying. You know, the truth is coming out of us, a truth which is beyond us, the truth of Jesus, the extension and the interpretation of the truth of Jesus, and just blurts out of you, not just brilliantly, but in the depth of heart, which, frankly, I'm not really good at. The third, you know, way in which the Spirit, you know, testifies to is communally, the sensus fidei, that when we're together as a group, right, we can almost sense, you know, within the church, when the church is gathered as a doctrinal body, right, let's say at a church council or whatever, right, that there is, you know, the Spirit is testifying. You know, we sort of know, right, as we're hearing something, you know, this is false or this is true. You know what I mean? You kind of know. And I mean, this happens to me all the time. I'm a reader, you know. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I used to read C.S. Lewis, you know, and I'd finish this book, Problem of Pain or Miracles or whatever it was, and I'd go, wow, this is truth. But why is it true? I couldn't I didn't know the scriptural answer, the philosophical answer. I just knew it was true. I was like this nexus, right? You know, something catalyzed in my heart. And I just, oh, this is truth. You know what I mean? And then I later discovered, for all the scriptural and philosophical reasons, why he was right. You know, but I didn't know at the time, but I knew it was truth. And I just asked myself, how did I know that? What was the source of my conviction? Hello, the Spirit of Jesus testifying to Jesus in my heart. And of course, the same thing with falsity. You've had all those times, remember these times, right? You're, you know, reading, or maybe you're hearing a Spitzer homily and you're going, that's wrong. And you go, I don't know why it's wrong, but it's wrong. I mean, how many times has that happened? You know, and of course, later you find out, gosh, that is wrong. Or, you know, hey, the Pope just condemned that. You know, how smart was I? Nah, our subconscious is not that smart. There it is again. The Spirit testifying to Jesus. The Spirit testifying to the resurrection of Jesus. The Spirit testifying to the name of Jesus with power, with inspiration, with guidance, with protection, with truth. The Spirit of truth, the advocate, will guide us. The promise has been kept, and we are his witnesses. Amen.